Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's always so wonderful to know that you are listening to Call to Freedom. And so many of you are dear, dear friends. Some of you I've never met, maybe not ever. I won't ever meet you here on this earth, but I will meet you in heaven someday. And that's a glorious thought. It really is. Yesterday, as we were sitting around the table on the patio, I was saying, aren't memories wonderful? Get rid of the old ones. Get rid of those that make you feel awful and sad and weary. But remember the good memories that God has done. God has done such wonderful things for you. And remember those good ones. And thank you so much for your giving, your donations, your contribution, both in finances and also your little letters and notes. I appreciate them so much. And even the heart cries, even your wanting me to pray, and I do pray for you. I pray for you that God will not only give you the wisdom to know how to pray for your dear loved ones and yourself, but also that his presence would be ever with you, that you would know he's always there with you. And this is a short week. I want to do my scripture on my desk here for, wow, I can't believe we're going to go into a fall here pretty soon, and all of the high holy days of the Jewish high holy days here pretty soon. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Don't ever forget that. He is your refuge. Run to him, and underneath he's holding you in his arms and in his hand. He's got large hands, he does. But remember that he's always looking out for you. He's always holding you close to him. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. I know it's Tuesday, but let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. Oh, this is my Bible. It has given me new life. Oh, just think of it. It is the Word of God. The Word of God, he has handed down to us. And every day, this morning, I just had a difficult time with a computer, with a printer, after a long holiday. It's really strange sometimes how we try to get back on track, and sometimes those tracks lead us into the wilderness. But I went right to the Word of God, and I read this in my reading today. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. I name my days every day for the new month. I name it different names of Jesus or different things that the scriptures tell me to write down. Here today in Matthew 11, it was our reading. Oh, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Sometimes we just really don't understand that we are nervous, we are upset about things that sometimes we don't even know why we're upset, but we feel uneasy. And it's because this world is just going at such a rapid pace, and we need to just find some time to rest. And that's why I love Jesus' words here. And you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's one of the songs in the Messiah, one of those beautiful arias in the Messiah. So I'm so grateful for that verse of scripture. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And you can always go to freedomstreet.org and find the radio shows or the newsletters, or donate if you'd like to donate to Call to Freedom. More and more people are hopping on that donate button. So you have that any time of the day or night to give. And also, it's you can go to the KLT radio app to listen. You download that, and you can listen anytime. The meeting this next Saturday, that's the 9th of September, is going to be really fun. I hope we can have another couple months out on the patio for lunch. The weather has been great this summer, so I'm so grateful. We will have breakfast at 8:30, and the meeting starts at 10 o'clock. I hope you will plan to come and join us for music and Bible study. God's Word is so rich, and it helps us stay strong having fellowship with other brothers and sisters. If you would like to bring a side dish for my mother's goulash, yeah, I looked it up this last weekend. I had, you know, a few days there, and one of our favorite dishes on the farm because it includes fresh corn that my dad had, sweet corn on the farm, and green peppers. So I'm going to have my mom's goulash, and bring your favorite accompaniment dish, and let's have a wonderful time together. Call me at 1-866-917-7256, and if you're calling for the first time, I will call you back. So probably I will not give your cell phone number out, but if you would call me on your cell number and leave that number, then we will not be going and having phone tags. So hope to see you Saturday. That sounds wonderful. I'm hoping that you will be there. I found this article. It's really interesting because I've always liked the McDonald's fish filet sandwich. And I didn't know that it had a story behind it like it does. And it all started with Lou Groen, the owner of Cincinnati's first McDonald's franchise. That was a long time ago. He quickly noticed sales plummeted on Fridays because its clientele didn't consume meat. It was a huge Catholic community. While this is common during Lent, some devout Catholics abstain from meat every Friday year-round. And up until 1966, official Catholic Church law actually prohibited it. With a high Catholic population, Cincinnatians were paying penance rather than paying for burgers. In 1960, boy, that was a long time ago. In 1962, Lou Groen took matters into his own hands by coming up with a meatless replacement for the burger. In an interview with USA Today, Groen explained, I invented my fish sandwich, developed a special batter, made the tartar sauce, and took it to the headquarters, the McDonald's headquarters. This is entrepreneur. Boy, my fish sandwich was the first addition ever to McDonald's original menu. It saved my franchise, and his franchise, you remember, is in Cincinnati. Church doctrine changed in 1983, and it only forbade meat consumption on Fridays during Lent. But by that time, the Filet-O-Fish, or fish sandwich, had become a sensation. Although you might still see sales soar during Lent today, this sandwich is loved year-round. I know, it's good. And not just by the Catholic community. A fun fact, go treat yourself to a fish filet at McDonald's. It's just really a fun sandwich. For our memory verse this week, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Oh, such a great group of chapters, from the 13th chapter with Abijah, the king of Judah, and also to Jehoshaphat. We hear of victory after victory after victory. And in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, it says, "Put your trust in the Lord, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." It is important that when you listen to some of the teachers, evangelists, and pastors, that God is designating them anointed to be prophets. And so when you realize, as you're reading the word, oh, this man is right on. This woman really knows the word. I'm going to stay with them. And I have. I've stayed with several teachers who I really admire. The Message translation says of 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, "They were up early in the morning, ready to march into the wilderness of Tekoa." This is when they were facing a horrible enemy, a huge enemy. As they were leaving, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Listen, Judah and Jerusalem, listen to what I have to say. Believe firmly in God, your God, and your lives will be firm. Believe in your prophets, and you'll come out on top." Oh, I like that. I really do, because there are times when you're going to feel like you need some refreshing, and food is not going to help you. There are times when I really feel like I need to fast, when I am facing an unexpected turn of events or an emergency or something like that. Food is not my source or my focus or my solution. it is the Word of God that I go to. And I'm so grateful to the Lord that He's taught me that through the years. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I just saw he and Denise this morning. She is so precious. I know I've told you this before, but we were going to the Armadillo when I was married to Darren in LaSalle, Colorado. The Armadillo, what we call it, the Armadillo, and Spanish people will say Armadillo. And there, waiting for a table, was Denise Renner. And of course, Darren had met both Rick and Denise, and so immediately he said, "Well, what are you doing here?" And she had relatives in the area, so it was really fun meeting Denise so long ago. Confession for today, I confess that God's Word has a central place in my life. I regularly read God's Word and meditate on its truths. Yeah, I chew it. I chew and meditate. Therefore, my mind is being renewed with the Word day by day. As a result, that Word decks me out, equipping, outfitting, and furnishing me with all the spiritual gear I need to take the adventurous trip God has planned for my life. And it is an adventure, isn't it? With God's Word fitted tightly in place, I am ready to set sail and follow wherever Holy Spirit leads. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Oh, that's so good. Giving His disciples, and when we read through Matthew, through the Gospels, we're realizing that there is a real transition taking place from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Jesus is giving His disciples orders that are profound, new, and sometimes they shake a person up. As I've watched The Chosen, when Jesus sent the disciples out two by two, they were shook up. They were all amazed that He was telling them to go out, cast out demons, and heal all the people that they see that were sick. And they said, "Us? You want us to do what you do?" And that's what Jesus is saying here in Matthew 10. Giving His disciples authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. This is what Jesus said to His disciples when they started out to minister around the countryside of Judea. And I'm reading from the Message, Matthew 10:5. I'm going to try to go through just some of the important verses, clear to verse 42 in Matthew 10. And He says to His disciples, "Don't begin by traveling to some far-off place to convert unbelievers. And don't try to be dramatic by tackling some public enemy. Go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. And you will understand, as you meet people, they're more confused now than ever. And now that Mr. Biden has put a mask on, we're seeing people, oh, do I do it or don't I do it? Do I do it or don't I do it? And so you're seeing people more confused than ever. So don't try to be dramatic by tackling some public enemy, and go to the lost, confused people right here in your neighborhood. Tell them that the kingdom is here. Bring health to the sick. And by a prayer, you can bring health to sick people. You can lift up their burdens, as Jesus was saying. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, heavy laden with burdens. You weren't created to be heavy laden with burdens. And He says in verse 8, bring health to the sick. Raise the dead. Touch the untouchables. Kick out the demons. You have been treated generously, so live generously. And in the King James Version, it says, freely you have received, freely give. Freely give what you've learned. And by a touch on their bodies or their minds, their head, in prayer for them, and take a little anointing oil, you will see a stark difference in them, a freedom that they hadn't had before. Verse 9 of Matthew 10 says, don't think you have to put on a fundraising campaign before you start. You don't need a lot of equipment. You are the equipment. You are the equipment. And all you need to keep that it going is 3 meals a day, travel light. I don't think we know how to travel light. When you enter a town or village, don't insist on staying in a luxury inn. Get a modest place with some modest people and be content there until you leave. With the prices at hotels now, you almost can't even think of Embassy Suite or a Marriott anymore, or some of these highfalutin hotels. I mean, the price is beyond what we can even imagine. When you knock on a door, be courteous in your greeting. If they welcome you, be gentle in your conversation. If they don't welcome you, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. Or kick the dirt off your feet and go somewhere else. You can be sure that on Judgment Day, they'll be mighty sorry. But it's no concern of yours now. Don't take that concern with you. Go on. Stay alert. This is a hazardous work I'm assigning you. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack. And in the King James Version, it says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be shrewd, wise as serpents, and innocent as doves. So don't call attention to yourselves. Be as cunning as a snake, inoffensive as a dove." Don't be on the defensive mode all the time. It just doesn't work out most of the time. And so we know that he has given his disciples the authority that his Father had given to him. And we see in other places, for instance, Luke 10, verse 19, it says, "Behold, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy." All the power of the enemy. And he goes on to say, "Nothing will harm you when you take my authority with you." And in verse 17 of Matthew 10, it says, "Don't be naive. Some people will impugn your motives. Others will smear your reputation just because you believe in me." And that "me" is a capital M. Don't be upset when they haul you before a civil authorities. Without knowing it, they've done you and me a favor. They've given you a platform for preaching the kingdom news. I think of President Trump, the night that he was charged with all these felonies, and his mugshot was taken. His popularity grew by leaps and bounds. In fact, when he was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, 2,480,000 views saw him, and more than the debate. So it's true. Without knowing it, they've done you a favor. They've given you a platform for preaching the kingdom news. And don't worry about what you'll say or how you'll say it. The right words will be there. The Spirit of your Father will supply the words. Praise the Lord. When people realize it is the living God you are presenting and not some idol that makes them feel good, they're going to turn on you, even people in your own family. When you're presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ, I mean, have you noticed even the mention of Jesus? It makes some people, their faces look like angry wolves sneering at you. And so we need to know who to speak to and who to walk away from. There is a great irony here, proclaiming so much love, experiencing so much hate. When we proclaim the love of Jesus Christ, it is going to bring hate. But don't quit. Don't cave in. It is all well worth it in the end. If it does not succeed, you are after in such times, but survival. Be survivors. Be survivors. If it is not success, because you're not after success in a way, you are after souls being saved. A student doesn't get a better desk than her teacher. A laborer doesn't make more money than his boss. So be content, pleased, even when you, my students, my harvest hands, this is what the message says of the disciples, my harvest hands. And I remember when we used to have harvest out on the farm, and neighbors would come along and help my dad. So they were harvest hands. They were helpers. So get the same treatment I get. If they call me the master, dung face. And in the message, dung face is equivalent of Beelzebub. And I will tell you about that a little bit later. What can the workers expect? Don't be intimidated. Eventually, everything is going to be out in the open and everyone will know how things really are. So don't hesitate to go public now. Don't be bluffed into silence by the threats of bullies. There's nothing they can do to your soul, your core being. There's nothing they can do. Save your fear for God, who holds your entire life, body and soul, in his hands. Isn't that beautiful? And Beelzebub is a name derived from a Philistine god, formerly worshipped in Ekron and later adopted by some Abrahamic religions as a major demon. Lord of the flies is that term of Beelzebub. The name Beelzebub is associated with a Canaanite god, Baal. In theological sources, predominantly Christian, Beelzebub is another name for Satan. There is some evidence that the Hebrew word Beelzebub also could mean Lord of tricks or the trickster, because sometimes he knows how to really trick people who are not in the word and their minds have not been renewed. So we are so grateful that Jesus came and he brought a wonderful message of love and grace and mercy for us, because he knew when we would fall, but he's lifting us up by his grace. You have found amazing grace by serving Jesus. Let's listen to Dallas Home.
Sinking deep in sin, could see no peaceful shore, and my heavy heart was pulling me deeper down. There was no way to help myself. I'd tried that all too long, and with my life before my eyes, I heard a sound. I was in Sunday school in second grade. Miss Aretha said to me, "You may feel you've reached it, and someday look to Jesus, seek his face. Turn to what the sky. Repentance felt so good. I found it hard to keep from singing, "Oh, happy day.
You washed my sins away."
I thought of all the ones I know who need him just as bad, and that the chance to share his love, what I would say. I'd say I used to think amazing grace was just an old gospel song, but when I became a wretch like me, my empty heart became his home.
Of mercy. I am so grateful because I don't do things right all the time. I don't. Never will. No, I never will. And yet God has provided through his mercy. He covers me in the sin. He does. He's such a loving God. Through Jesus Christ, my sin is covered. And I am so grateful. When I don't do things the way Holy Spirit is telling me to do, I've covered you. I've covered this. It's kind of like my earthly father. He was so precious. When I did things that were just stupid, this is stupid, he didn't, you know, give me a lesson and lecture me and put me in a corner or spank me. He was so gentle. And I believe it's because I had an earthly father that I could understand my heavenly father. Now, some of you have not had a good earthly father. But you can understand that when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you've got a new father. It's the Lord God Almighty. It's the creator of heaven and earth. And he's your creator. He's the one who created you. So you just lean in on him and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. See, we are intimately linked in this harvest work on this earth. Totally. And anyone who accepts what we do receives Jesus Christ, the one who God sent. And anyone who accepts what Jesus did, his Father accepts you. Accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's messenger. Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. This is a large work that Jesus has called you into. It truly is. You can't do it on your own. You can't figure it out. You can have so many degrees behind your name, PhDs and all that. You cannot understand the eternal value of what is going on in this earth. So don't be overwhelmed by it. Remember what Jesus said, take my yoke. Take my yoke upon you. We're teamed up. We're a team together. Oh, and the smallest act of giving and receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing. And when we start small, we don't have to start big. We start small. He comes in and helps us along. I remember when we started the store, the music store, 10,000 square feet. We had to put how many pianos and organs into 10,000 square feet. He just helped us along until that place was filled and we were selling them. Oh, friend, just lean in on Jesus. Obey God your Father, and he will bring you into a large place of success, as 2 Chronicles 20:20 tells you, a place of success and prosperity in every way. God bless you and keep you. Kimberly will be on the air with me tomorrow, so I look forward to that. Take care and take... Oh, what did I say? Did I say take care? Take joy. Remember that. No more take care. Take joy in everything you do. God bless you and keep you. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.